I would first like to start out thanking the Lord for what he's done for me. The 2 years I was out just wasn't easy, and I just want to thank the Lord for bringing me back, for giving me a job, and just straightening my life up and just making it what I want it to be. But I'm going to start out with prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for today. Thank you for everything you've done. Please help the message I'm going to bring today, if there be anything, show anybody what you would have them to obtain. If you could just calm my nerves, you see how I'm nervous. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
So what I'll be talking about today is just going to be my personal testimony. To start my message, I would like to turn to Proverbs 13 and 20. Please bear with me. I'm actually learning the Bible again, to where everything's at.
It says, "He that walketh with wise men shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed."
In other words, this scripture means he that keeps good company shall learn wisdom and goodness from their counsel and their examples, but he who associates himself with wicked shall be infected with their wickedness. And what I'm saying by this is, I have this in my message somewhere, but if there's one thing to remember from this message, it is to keep the right friends. I grew up from a young age in the church. I was involved in anything and everything when it came to the church. I was one of those who said, "Oh, never going to leave." And like I said, it made it almost easy when I started to hang out with the wrong kind of friends. It just kind of persuaded me away from the church. And it was, like I said, it was almost easy once I got hanging out with the wrong people. The friends I was hanging out with were making me doubt what I was taught my whole life. I started thinking there was no God, even. Some of the people I was hanging out with were atheists, and they were telling me, they were bringing up stuff, and I had been taught it since I was young, and it was just making me think there was no God, and even though I was taught it my whole life, and that's just false belief out there. It's just dangerous, and that's why I'm saying to keep the right friends, because it's almost easy just to go out there, believe what they say. So I started even asking my mother questions about God that I was taught the answer to, but I wasn't even believing it anymore because of my friend's belief in false religion. It was a gradual process, but my whole spiritual life began to unravel, and I wasn't even trying to stop it. I just kind of let it go downhill real fast. My want and love for God was disappearing, and I was blind. I was too blind to see it happening. And that's what not keeping good company and good friends did to me. Not that it was my friend's fault, but it helped. Not having the right friends drifting me away when people are telling you that there's no God and they're making you doubt it. It just kind of, it helped with me drifting away from the church. One night after returning from stealing street signs off the road and being somewhere I should not have been, I fell asleep while driving, and I ran my car off the road going 80 miles an hour, and I flipped it bumper to bumper 4 times before landing on the roof of my car. I crawled out, and I was untouched. I had a little scratch on my side. I crawled out, and I was able to walk away from it. Looking back now, I know that was God trying to turn my life around. This was before I even went out of the church, but this is when I was starting to hang out with the wrong people. And looking back now, I know it was God trying to get my attention, telling me, warning me, come back to me. And I was just too blinded by what I wanted to experience out in the world. I thought it was going to be all fun and games, and I just was doing my own thing. After the ambulance arrived, they were taking tests on me and to see if I was all right. I actually went home and banged on my mom's door. It was like 4 in the morning, and woke her up, and I had walked away from the scene, so obviously my car was sitting on the roof back. I was a couple minutes from the house, and when we went back there, they were actually looking for my body because it was that bad. And as I was getting my test taken at the ambulance, the gentleman told me I should play the lottery because I was that lucky to walk away alive, but not only that, but untouched. And I just want to thank God for that, because it could end just like that. Just want to thank him. But here I was playing with death right in my face, and I was mocking God and testing Him. Even after this happened, I just kind of shrugged it off and kept doing my own thing. Eventually, all of this led me to leave all my friends and family that I was growing up here with you guys, and because I wanted to try what the world had to offer. And here I was saying that I was never going to do that. The Bible talks in Hebrews 11:25, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, saying that there is sin for a season or for a little time. Instead of me choosing to be with church people, I chose to enjoy the pleasures of sin. Now, I'm not going to lie. It looks enticing when you look out there because it'll bring you pleasure. But I encourage you to consider where you're going to end up before you start to do some of them things you thought, oh, it'll be fun. Consider where you end up when you decide to go out into sin. I wish I would have done this, but now I'm left with scars that I have to live for the rest of my life, and it just wasn't worth it. It actually first started with a puff of a cigarette, and at that time, I was stuck with a costly and honestly a disgusting habit, and then it led to cussing nonstop. It seemed like every other word that was coming out of my mouth was a cuss word, and just wasn't raised like that. Kind of blew my mind how easy it was, and it was just gradual, but I couldn't take the Lord's name in vain at the beginning of it because I was just too scared to being struck dead or just having that condemnation on me if I was taking His name in vain. But it came quickly after. I even started taking His name in vain, and after I couldn't get the edge off with a little bit of nicotine, I started into drugs. And never in my life did I think that I was going to do that kind of stuff. But when you're out there and not content, you feel like you're missing something, you search for anything and everything that will make you try and fill that void. I got very, very addicted to drugs. These things became so bad that when I didn't have them, I turned to alcohol and anything else I could do to make me feel good. I don't know, you guys. When I was younger, I didn't really have too bad of a temper, but I had a little one. But when I went out there and started doing that kind of stuff, I got a very bad temper. And if I couldn't get a hold of anything, whether it was alcohol or cigarettes, just to try to take the edge off. If I didn't have them, my temper was just raging. I would throw things and I would punch anything that was around me. And I got very depressed when I couldn't get any kind of drugs. And that's what it does to you. To the point where suicide looked like the easy way out, so I didn't have to suffer with depression and my temper and just trying to fill that void. I couldn't sleep at night. I remember multiple nights I'd call my mom and I'd tell her I just wasn't having a good time out here and I wanted to come back. God was just working on me and I couldn't fall asleep because I was scared to go to hell. Because I didn't want to die and end up in hell. I was falling asleep at work. I could hardly function. Because of the drugs, I had permanent bags under my eyes. I don't know if you guys have seen people that do drugs. You can kind of tell. And you could tell if you saw me. I started selling everything I even owned that was worth a little bit of money just to get some drugs. Just to give me some dope. They might get me high and that lasted just a little time. It came to the point where I couldn't keep a job because I was too lazy. And I was at the lowest of my lows. I couldn't even go to work. Just seemed like my life was just going downhill so fast, and I wasn't even...
Thank you.
It was going downhill so fast, and I wasn't even trying to fix it.
I was telling a friend a while ago that God brought me to where I had nothing left
and where I hit rock bottom for me to come to him. I was just so low. I didn't have anything. I actually sold it. You know, anything. I had, you know, gaming systems. I had cell phones and laptops and just anything worth a little bit of money, I sold. I didn't have anything. I didn't have a penny to my name. I was actually, I don't know if you guys, a lot of you might know Hannah. Her parents were actually supporting me while I was out there because I couldn't go to my job. When I was talking to that friend, I said God had nothing. He brought me to him when I had nothing left and I hit rock bottom. And they said, sometimes that's what it takes.
I was broke, I was addicted, and I had a really bad temper, and I was very depressed. One day, I had an opportunity to come to Ohio. Honestly, it was just a spur of the moment. Jen, if any of you guys know me, I make rash decisions. Spur of the moment, I'm like, hey, I'm going to Ohio. So, it just so happened it was around camp meeting time. And I know that was God looking back. It had been 2 years when I was in Wisconsin, and I was just not having a good time.
It was around camp meeting time when I did come back here, and I was living in Zanesville, again, in Hannah's parents' house. One service, I couldn't even wait until preaching. I had to go down. It was Brother Tim Wilson Jr., I believe, singing. I couldn't even wait till preaching. I had to go down during song service because God was convicting me that bad. I actually looked over at Colton, and I was shaking so bad, and my heart was pounding. I looked over at Colton. I said, I got to go down. He said, I'm here for you. So I went down, and I got saved.
Thank you, Lord.
I was shaking so bad down at the altar. Some of you guys were down there. I'm sure Colton, my mom, was holding my hand. I couldn't quit shaking. Because of the conviction I was under, because I knew I'd done God wrong. Can't even see anything. But God heard my prayer, and I know that because of the peace I received when I got up. I know a lot of people around here talked about personal salvation, and it really is, because when I got up, the peace that I had, it just was amazing. Everything that I had done just got taken away, and I knew it was God because of that peace I got when I got up from the altar. That I tried so hard to find out in the world, but I could not find it. And I, like I said at the beginning of the message, if I was to tell you guys anything, if you guys got anything from this message, it would be keep the right friends. We're so blessed in the church here. There's, I have it in here somewhere, which I might get to, but there's close to over 45,000 churches and 60 denominations, but we're here, every single one of us. I always knew where to get it. Raise up a child in the way he should go is so true. Because when he'll get older, he'll remember it, and I did. I knew I was doing wrong out there, but I knew where I needed to come. I tried going to Baptist churches. I tried going to other churches. And I remember one service when I went to a Baptist church. He said something about, I believe it was once saved, always saved. And I went up to him, and I knew a little bit of scripture. So I challenged him on it. I challenged the preacher. I didn't even know him. He didn't even know me. First time I ever went there. And it's just because I knew where I had, you know, I knew what was right. We're so blessed to have the truth. So many people out here are being raised up in false religion and being fed lies. Before I met Hannah, she was a Baptist. And a lot of people are being raised up in false religion. We're so blessed to have been raised up in the church by godly parents. That's another thing. Keep the right friends and listen to what your parents say, because they're right. They're just trying to help. There are 60 denominations and over 45,000 churches in the United States. Yet every one of us is here today for some reason. Because God has a plan for each and one of us. And if you go out into the world and lose out with him, you may not be able to fulfill that plan. God chose for me to be adopted into the family I am today.
when I could still be saved, still be unsaved with my biological family. God has a plan. I may not have known it then, 6 years old. I can look back at my life and see where God was leading me to Him, and I just wish I would never have gone out. Since I have been saved, God has made me have a desire to serve Him again. He has stayed faithful, like He said, and He would in 1 Corinthians 1:9. God is faithful, by whom you were called unto the fellowship of His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Nothing you find out in the world lasts forever, but God does. Since I've been saved, God has kept me faithful to Him, even through some very hard trials that have come up already. Seemed like right when I went down to the altar and I got saved, the very night I got saved, trials started coming up to where I just wanted to give up already, and it would have been so easy to just go the other way. But I knew what to do, and I prayed, and He's helped me stick with it, even though a lot of hard trials have come up. I bought a Bible, maybe some of you guys know, I bought a Bible and it just went missing. Bible case, I spent $60 on the whole thing and it went missing. Right when I'm trying to start my walk with God, and it was so discouraging. I bought a devotional book and everything and it just went missing, and I just prayed to God to give me peace. I haven't found that Bible, but what He's putting in my head is maybe somebody else needed it more than me. So He's given me peace about that. I encourage each of you to stick with God no matter what, and listen to your parents and peers, and choose the right friends. I know this was short. I just didn't want to talk about too many things here. I want to end by thanking the Lord for what He's done so far, and I can't wait to see what else He has in store for me. Like I said at the beginning of the message, if we got anything out of it, choose the right friends, because that's where it all started with me. And listen to your parents. So that's all I got.